another sort. Most strong motives are finally psychological. Money or power is required to satisfy some imbalance in ourselves. So President Johnson's motive in escalating the war in Vietnam may be psychic in its nature.
Something I don't know. I jabbed his vest hard. Johnny Duhamel's dead. He's a sheriff's John Doe, and I think you two are dirty together. You're running me on the confessions, and it ties into Duhamel. Exley stepped back. You're in charge of this investigation. Do anything you want except approach the confessions. Third Street, bureau bound. A stoplight at Normandy. Plymouth's cut me off and boxed me in. Four cars, feds piled out. Radio mic loud.
You are under arrest. Get out with your hands up.
Matisse paints a world of waiting. Time drags. He becomes a kind of voyeur, observing the gloomy eroticism of the pleasure seekers around him. Everything is far away, as if the painter finds himself on a different wavelength to the rest of the world.
Vases, elegant flowers, strangely lifeless. The bone china women have themselves become still lives. Porcelain figurines, unreal dolls.
This assumes, of course, that the prime mover in the new war in Vietnam is precisely the president. It assumes that Vietnam is not the unhappy expression of vast, inevitable, historic forces too large for any man. No, to the contrary, this premise supposes flat out that there was a choice in Vietnam, and one man balanced at the fulcrum of power between the Pentagon on one side and its liberal support on the other, decided to accelerate the war. So it is a thesis which would say that the mystery of Vietnam revolves around the mystery of Lyndon Johnson's personality. To ferret one's way into the recesses of that mysterious and explosive personality is an activity which would give pause to many. It gives pause to me. He's, after all, a very intelligent man. He is doubtless more intelligent than you or me. He is certainly most intelligent about getting his way. He's also a complex man, and his sides are many. The only side of him, which is evident to all, is that he is famished for popularity.
the unconscious.
You've been listening to... The three words that she gives us regarding her personality and her lifestyle. She's ambitious. She's very dedicated. And most energetic.
Keen in preparation for the bombing, 5 days later, the Serb National Assembly resolution condemned the withdrawal of the monitors, said that was just a threat. And of course, the withdrawal of the monitors increases the likelihood of atrocities.
The other concerns about the size and power of Microsoft now.
Well, one concern that hasn't been voiced that much is simply that they're becoming like General Motors in, say, 1970, where they're making sort of big, boring products, and there's no Toyota around or Volkswagen around to give them any competition.
In the jungles of Guyana.
Strategy, which is go out and sell your product cheap at first to get market share.
Officials said today that the 39 men and women whose bodies were found in this Southern California mansion.
Bring your plugs. Bring your plugs.
And it just blows you away. And that's the traditional material. Now this year we're also getting absolutely mind-boggling new designs. Like this galactic crescent, which you were mentioning earlier.
Right.
Tonight, there was another formation of equal amazement, let us say, in the same field, in the same place. A gentleman who lives at Avebury, who runs the antique shop there, is a friend of ours, and he saw what he thought were like spotlights. He thought somebody must be over here in the Alton Barnes area beaming spotlights into the air.
Just out driving along, and guess what came on the radio? Here. Well, yes, sure, it's one of the French suites, but which one?
And there you have it. Johann Sebastian Bach, the Sarabande from French Suite No. 1, performed with the unmistakable genius of the young Glenn Gould. Tragically, Mr. Gould passed away this morning at the age of 50. He died in hospital in Toronto after suffering a stroke last week. Since that time, he had been in a life support system and never regained consciousness.
I
As the eye can see. Wow.
What's so great about dead people?
Well, I don't know. Let's have a look. Here. There's a plaque on this one.
What does it say?
Golga Frincham Ark Fleet, Ship B, Hold 7, Telephone Sanitizer, Second Class, and a serial number.
Telephone sanitizer? A dead telephone sanitizer? One's a dead hairdresser.
And this one here is an advertising account executive. He's
My mother tells me that by 5 years old, I had decided definitively to become a concert pianist. I think she had decided some time earlier. The story goes that while I was in the womb, she played the piano continuously to give me a head start. And evidently it paid off. My mother was my first teacher, and I've never doubted her methods. After all, she introduced me to Bach.
Oh, good. Try another.
By the age of 10, I had the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier pretty much under my belt. My childhood was full of music, even at our cottage on Lake Simcoe. Those days seem particularly idyllic to me, at least in retrospect. They certainly were compared to my school days. I could read music and memorize it on the spot. In fact, I could read music before I could read words. I remember I used to play a game with my mother where I would identify the chords she played from the other side of the house. People always seem to make a great deal out of these early signs, but they hardly constitute miracles, in my opinion. I simply have a facility with a certain kind of minutia. I always have.
87 times 8 87 times 27 equals 2,387 times 27 equals 2,387 times 28 equals 2,487 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 times 28 equals
potential reach. You know that by performing a certain amount of work, for instance, walking, you will turn that potential into an actual reach. A measured, predictable quantity of walking will bring the anticipated object closer. The walking of the sighted person thus has purpose. Your purpose is to get to a certain point, which you already envisage. Parts of what you see are hardly ever in direct competition. They're laid out alongside each other in space.
In Vienna, in county court, a trial starts of the architect. So you would expect that during this trial, the documents, the actual blueprints, would have been the center of attention. The remarkable thing is that even in the trial of the architects, the documents were there, but in fact they didn't know how to interpret them.
You'll be conscious of sexual hunger. The trace of perfume and the nuance of a voice are so insubstantial when compared with the full-bodied impact of an attractive woman.
I've still experienced that.
It must take a long time for a man who loses sight in adult life to transfer the cues of sexual arousal from the visual to the other
visual
senses.
Cues which
there must be many men in that position who wonder whether they will ever again be capable of genuine sexual excitement.
Somebody turns the jukebox on in the coffee bar. The sound literally obliterates the voices of my friends. As if I was alone. Only the jukebox exists. This must be why I find noisy parties, especially discos, so lonely. People have to tap me on the shoulder to attract my attention. It's like having headphones on and not being able to take them off. The blind person lives in a world which is strangely devoid of objects. sighted person walking through a city center comes away with impressions of many hundreds of objects arranged in shop windows so as to arouse desire. The blind person walks this route with little or no conception of any of these attractive objects.
Ertel and DeJaco were found not guilty. It is not possible to say that the verdict would have been any different today. But the research that Robert Van Pelt, Gerald Fleming, and others are doing in the long-ignored files of Auschwitz shows that there were many more people who were prepared to collaborate with the genocidal plans of the Nazis, and that they were precisely aware of the consequences of their actions.
This way! You come this way.
Hey, there's been a mistake. I gotta see the guy in charge.
You will.
Control program has chosen you to serve your system on the game grid. Those of you who continue to profess a belief in the users will receive the standard, substandard training which will result in your eventual elimination. Those of you who renounce this superstitious and hysterical belief will be eligible to join the warrior elite of the MCP. You will each receive an identity disc. Everything you do or learn will be imprinted on this disc. If you lose your disc or fail to follow commands, you will be subject to immediate deresolution. That will be all.
Perhaps too serious about what I did. And then the paintings that you were talking about start with the flag painting, and that it's sometime scorned that the truth, which is that one night I dreamed I painted a large American flag, and the next morning I got up and I went out and bought materials to begin it.
Describes Erin Wilson of Alberta, Canada. Thank you, Erin. From Aruba, this is Diane Sorrentino. Diane is 19 years old. She weighs 123 pounds and she is 5 feet 8 inches tall, with brown hair and brown eyes. Diane Sorrentino is another one of those ladies who is outgoing. She has a lot of confidence in everything she does. She describes herself as confident and very independent. Eight inches tall.
And, you know, this is extremely dangerous. And Lake emphasized it again yesterday, and he's right. That is U.S. military doctrine.
The terrific advantage of satellite, because obviously it can deliver digital video and digital sound, but it's not interactive like the telephone is.
The gay bashing into an art form.
Something that will really start getting you moving, getting your body, your nervous system moving, like a chaotic meditation. Put on some of our chants together, where we have sat in audience and chanted and chanted and chanted. Put on some brilliant guru chanting, chanting, chanting. Whatever blows your skirt up, whatever gets it for you.
Help me out here. Make me understand. I have this jigsaw puzzle in front of my face, and every time I try to rearrange the pieces, it still doesn't make any sense.
You think it makes sense to me? I'm as much in the dark here as you are.
Truman, and we'll get into that when we get into the UFO cover-up. Remember, these people are very powerful, and they had great vision, not only possessing the wealth at the time, but they had great vision of possessing the wealth in the future and eventually controlling the world. Nothing has really changed from the times of the kings and queens to now. It's just a little bit more refined. But anyway, these early oil barons were paranoiacally aware of, in the 20s, of the possibilities of Ford's methanol scheme. See, Henry Ford even grew marijuana on his estate after 1937 to prove the cheapness of methanol. He dropped and kept oil prices. This paranoia kept the oil prices incredibly low, between $1 and $4 a barrel. There are 42 gallons in an oil barrel, by the way. This price was kept low for almost 50 years until 1970.
What this new research makes very clear is that the Holocaust was not just a fringe phenomena that involved an isolated few, but it was a wholesale, large-scale operation that involved multitudes who had measures of responsibility that were diverse, some of whom knew exactly what was happening, and some of whom could have known and would have known if they did not engage in the suppression. The inner suppression of known if they did not engage in the ability that were diverse, some of whom suppression of difficult information.
Wasn't before too long. Makes sense to me. I'm as much in the dark here as you are. Before too long, we'll be here.
the steps of them coming and talking, and the steps.
Technologies, and I think it might be useful, and again, I want to stress I'm not a technophobe, to underline what the weaknesses of each of these technologies are. And
the steps, and the steps.
I often think how fortunate I was to have been brought up in an environment where music was always present. Who knows what would have become of me otherwise? It's a question I often ask myself.
But...
And, you know, right away we felt that there was a pursuit on. You know, right away.
In front of my face, and every time I try to rearrange the pieces, it still doesn't make any sense.
You know, of Velázquez and Goya. Yeah.
But
and
Buddhism, like your own Buddhism play a role? I mean, did one lead to the other, or?
Well, you know, I don't consider myself really a practicing Buddhist per se. I've had experience with it. I studied with a Zen master in Japan when I lived there in 1980. I think the ideals of that religion, the ideals of compassion and a kind of openness to things has influenced me a lot. And in fact, when I discovered more about Buddhism in an intellectual way, primarily through reading before I went to Japan and experienced it directly, I felt a kind of a familiarity there that I think...
followed him.
Things we're looking for in life. You know, people say, how do I appreciate art? What do I do when I go in a museum? I don't know the latest ideas and stuff. Just like, get rid of that stuff. It's about you connecting with something in the most fundamental way. You know, it's like, I like this, I don't like that. You feel something inside you that brings you into a relationship with this thing. And I think that's the essential point. You know, you have within you, you know.
He managed.
Stop on the train.
She read my mind. Don't have much time here. I'm catching this train. Got the baggage metaphysics straightened out. I mean, I am carrying a lot of bags. But I'm going to be dumping them soon. I realize that they do weight me down. Imprison me, keep me away from the right side of town, if you will.
He just said, no.
But see, that's what I realized. I want that because if I didn't have those bags, I could be free. And
if you're on the receiving end of perceiving,
in my childlike logic, I would be dangerous. I would be as bad as I know I already am from a previous life. Don't tell anybody. And don't go find that life either. Leave him alone. I'm going to take care of him. Besides, he was bad. Probably was a Nazi, I think. Or the equivalent in a different civilization, of which, of course, there are many.
Gangs.
Anomalous archaeology is finding that out in their feeble attempts at knowledge.
I mean, I understand what people.
But the very fact that I've recognized this thought, the thought wheel again, heart like a wheel, is the beginning of the process of getting rid of those bags, especially before customs, which is coming up. because I am in transit. Show is being transmitted on a strap-on, if you will, digitalized strap-on. So we have no problems back there anymore. All the digit heads are going to have to go into a new line of work now. Now that the internet is like Walmart, which is very good, because where Walmart go, unpeople are sure to follow in the wake of the Walton Financial foothill. Can't call it a mountain of fortune any longer, since Bill's lawyer blows him away on the Fortune 500. At least two or three of whom listen to this station almost as a religious punishment of sorts for their sins. The clockwork staple gun type eyelid routine there. Kubrickian staple gun. Out down here at the farm, the incoming of my strap-on signal, and thus to Newton, where we're street legal and out for bare-ass radio. God willing, of course. And you do your part at home or wherever you're cruising tonight. I don't want to presume anything now. Done that before in various sub-loops of our assumed real history. We don't want to possibly partial really do that again. Now let's move through time a little bit. I love this man. Moving through time, not skipping a CD. That's anyone can do that. We'll go like this. New Metaphysics, the G-Train, akin to a power train, and in the immortal words of internet retail Nazis, or should I just say carpetbaggers, or should I just say cheaters, or should I say those who got on the chain letter first, if I will. I want to be sticky on you. I want to grab your ass and never, ever, ever in the entire history of my ability to deal with things like that, or my accountants, more really, since I do want to be very real. When you have a strap on, you better get down to business. Business, baby. Forever and ever, like a storybook. The storybook ending loop, so that someday, God praying forbid, blood of Jesus, I can be secure in my advantage over you. Let's pray for that day. So I'm going to push, stick, and capture all over the freaking Ion dollar train in this great earth of ours. For now, at least.
Some upcoming events for Rick Monroe, where he's going to be playing. They have some photos. They have an ordering section where you can order maybe a CD. Hold on, I'm clicking on it right now. Yeah, you can order his full-length CD for $10. Not bad, Matt. $10.
Not a bad price.
Or he has his acoustic six-song CD for $8. And his site's pretty cool. www.rickmonroe.com. Legends Diner. I don't know if that's what his website's called. I don't know if that's the name of his album. You can email him. He's got different links. And there's a jukebox here. So before you invest your $10 in the CD or the acoustic set, whatever you want to purchase, you can listen to the WAV file. He's got WAV files, and he's got Shockwave on the site. So you can come here, and you can listen.
So much retail. So little earth. Retail corporate cap with an exponential number in the upper right-hand corner, like a postage stamp to infinity. Let's get this freaking freak show chain letter over with already, so I can get on with my dreaming. So I'm going back awake. Wake me when it's over.
Well, their god is kind of called Bob, too, and that has a lot to do with it. She's kind of become confused, naturally, as being involved in a cult organization, and recognizes me as being Bob, the Bob of their cult organization. I don't really know how to go about solving the dilemma. Maybe you can help.
But I've yet to come up with an answer.
Let me ask straight out, are there any off-limit areas?
I certainly can't think of any, apart from music, of course.
Well, Mr. Gould, I don't want to go back on my word. I realize that your participation in this interview was never contractually confirmed, but I had rather assumed that we'd spend the bulk of the interview on music-related matters. Do you think it's essential? I mean, my own personal philosophy of interviewing, and I've done quite a bit of it on the air, as perhaps you know, is that the most illuminating disclosures usually derive from areas only indirectly related to the interviewee's line of work. For example? Well, for example, in the course of preparing radio documentaries, I've interviewed a theologian about technology, a surveyor about William James, and a housewife about acquisitiveness in the art market.
But surely you've interviewed musicians about music?
Well, yes, I have, on occasion, but only in order to put them at ease in front of the mic. But it's been far more instructive to talk with Leopold Stokowski about the prospect for interplanetary travel, which is, I'm sure you'll agree.
Let me put it this way. Is there a subject you particularly like to discuss?
What about native rights in Alaska?
Well, I must confess I had a rather more conventional line of attack, so to speak, in mind, Mr. Gould. As I'm sure you're aware, the virtually obligatory question in regard to your career is the controversy you created by giving up live concert performance at the age of 32 and choosing to communicate only through the media. I do feel we must at least touch on it.
As far as I'm concerned, it primarily involves moral rather than musical considerations. In any case, be my guest.
Now, you've been quoted as saying that your involvement with recording, with media in general, indeed, represents the future.
That's correct.
And that conversely, the concert hall, the recital stage, the opera house, or whatever, represent the past. An aspect of your own past, in particular, perhaps, as well as, in more general terms, music's past.
That's true.
I hope you'll forgive me for saying that these ideas are only partly justified.
Also, I feel that you, Mr. Gould, have foregone the privilege that is rightfully yours of communicating with an audience.
From a power base?
From a setting in which the naked fact of your humanity is unedited and unadorned.
Couldn't I at least be allowed to display the tuxedoed fallacy, perhaps?
Please, Mr. Gould, I don't feel we should allow this conversation to degenerate. I've tried to pose the question in all candor, and...
Well, then, I'll try and answer likewise. To me, the ideal audience-to-artist relationship is a one-to-zero relationship. That's where the moral objection comes in.
Run that by me again?
First, I'm not at all happy with words like public and artist. I'm not happy with the hierarchical implications of that kind of terminology. The artist should be granted anonymity. He should be permitted to operate in secret, as it were, unconcerned with, or better still, unaware of the presumed demand of the marketplace, which demands, given sufficient indifference on the part of a sufficient number of artists, will simply disappear. Given that disappearance, the artist will then abandon his false sense of public responsibility, and his audience, or public, will relinquish its role of servile dependency.
And never the twain shall meet.
No, they'll make contact.
The steps of him coming and talking. And, you know, right away we felt that there was a pursuit on. You know, right away.
Me out here. Make me understand. I have this jigsaw puzzle in front of my face.
Although, in fact, no other energy source could compete with them, and once they are aware of the lack of competition, the price jumped to $40 per barrel. And now here we are in Iraq trying to control it some more.
You could never know. You could fucking never know. You could never know. You could fucking never know.
Adam is was the father of his race. They're only people that can blush, show blood in their face, is a white race of people.
Followed him. They followed him. They followed him to his stop. 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 Stop.
Need to be combined.
Well, I think did a very good job of laying them out.
Stop.
Well, but it's a lot more to it than that. I mean, that's a very superficial sort of overview. I think, you know, specifically, what's the advantage of satellite dish? What's the advantage of that hard wire? Why do they want that cable wire? And why is it better than simply the telephone line? I mean, I think that's the kind of specificity in this argument. I think that...
Stop on the train, and when he got off, stop. They got off too.
They got off too.
They got off too on the train.
And he just said, no, get free.
A mob mentality comes out of fear. If you're on the receiving end of perceiving a group as a gang, as a mob, you're in fear. It's about how we project the fear onto someone else. That's what other is. That's what prejudices are.
Otherwise, I wouldn't see so much of it in the illusion of the physical reality, which is what physical reality is. It's my movie. But of course it has built-in paradoxes. Namely, it's my movie and there's a bigger scene going on also in and out of my movie. And of course, this is the holography effect, to becoming aware of
because I think there's a point somewhere in what I'm setting up to say. It's like this. These talks I give on these records, they're pretty much off the cuff. What I mean is what I... like this, but I'm going to tell it because I think...
he is truth.
Now, I'm going to tell you something in here you don't generally hear about in something like this, but I...
I'm trying to rearrange the pieces. It still doesn't make any sense.
What, you think it makes sense to me? I'm as much in the dark here as you are. You let me ask you a question. You heard of a place called Shell Beach?
Sure.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
You tell me.
All right. You just, you go to the...
Where do you go?
Just give me a second, will you?
You can't remember, can you? Your dream is kind of odd. Huh?
Second, will you?
Yeah. You tell me?
Space, and every time I try to rearrange the pieces...
It's a public responsibility, which demands, given sufficient indifference on the part of...
Hello, everybody. I am Larry.
The problem of walking for the blind person is that he has no world of potential reach, but only a zone of actual reach.
As one of the ways of easing their own conscience.
There is the beast in man, and these things could conceivably happen again at any time, anywhere.
Made up by the feeling of his feet on the ground. He doesn't know if a bend in the road is in sight, or if there is a range of hills ahead. The blind person thus lacks an incentive to form a purposeful action.
A sufficient number of artists will simply disappear. Given that disappearance, the artist will then abandon his false sense of public responsibility, and his audience, or public, will relinquish its role of servile dependency.
And never the twain shall meet.
No, they'll make contact, but on a much more meaningful level.
Well, Mr. Gould,
I'm well aware that this sort of idealistic role-swapping has a certain rhetorical flourish. The creative audience concept, to which you've devoted a lot of interview space elsewhere, has a kind of McLuhan-esque fascination, but yet you conveniently forget that the artist, however hermetic his lifestyle, is still, in effect, an autocratic figure. He's still, however benevolently, a social dictator. And his public, however generously enfranchised by electronic options, is still on the receiving end of the experience.
Are these really coffins? They're terribly cold.
All right! Only right there!
Why isn't anyone ever pleased to see us?
Get in, sir.
Ah, hello, number two. Having a nice day?
I brought you the prisoners I located in Free Space.
You might think a Jew is white, but Mike.
These people that are truly the Israelite nations, that's us. The man's name wasn't Adam, it was Adam. To show blood in the face.
He was the first man.
First white man.
Well, he was the first man. The other people, the colored and the other races, were not considered as man. Adam means man.
Which would turn something potentially grasped into something actually realized.
And whenever I'm in the Boston area,
all have this creative power. It's something that defines who we are as human beings.
And artists seem to be able to touch it deeper and to offer it for others. To connect with them more.
When I was a kid, I was the class artist. You know, I grew up in Queens, and when it came time to paint the Pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock, you know, with the hats with the big square buckles on them and stuff, I was the guy who did that. You know, I've always been doing that.
I want to get this in.
Tron, he fights for the users. You gotta be good if you want to survive.
What's your name?
My name's Ram.
Hey, Ram. What were you, before?
I was an actuarial program. Worked for a big insurance company. It really gives you a great feeling helping folks plan for their future needs.
Of course, if you think of the payments as an annuity over the years, the cost is really quite minimal.
Yeah, that's great. Actuarial program, nice.
How about yourself?
I don't remember too much. Name's Blim.
Sure, a little disorientation. That's normal in transport. It'll come back to you.
That's it. Good luck, Flynn.
I wake up feeling most refreshed from a beautiful night of dreaming. My mind has been renewed, has been on holiday, has been in open spaces, knowing the freedom and excitement of living in a visual world. How long do you have to be blind before your dreams begin to lose color? Do you go on dreaming in pictures forever? Every time I return to consciousness, I lose my sight again.
I make it a point to listen to
Why these companies are making this kind of investment.
Black shirts, my comrades, in struggle. Our fight is for the soul of Britain, and in that battle we go forward together till victory be won. Our struggle is hard, because we are fighting for something great, and great things are not lightly or easily gained. We are fighting for nothing less than a revolution in the spirit of our people. We must be worthy of our mission, for black shirts are those who are summoned to lead the people to a new and a higher civilization. The black shirt is a revolutionary dedicated to the service of our country, who must always possess the character of the true revolutionary.
but knowing where he is.
It's problematic. The other question is that of command. Other countries are willing to enter into peacekeeping operations under international command, meaning.
Reichspräsident General Feldmarschall von Hindenburg hat uns gerufen, durch unsere Einmütigkeit Nation auf sich. Die Regierung der nationalen Erhebung, möge der allmächtige Gott vertrauen unseres Soldaten dann für Deutschland.
Ich gehe meinem Volk jetzt voran als den ersten Soldaten.
Yeah. Whether human beings learn from history, I cannot say. But at least, where we have the facts and where we can put up warnings, signals, it would be criminal not to do so.
Gay bashing into an art form.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Excuse me, not getting up, just having a quick bath.
The following program deals with controversial subjects. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
It's easier to find my way around when an area is marked out by steps.
Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information.
Little hills and valleys, low walls and lots of changes in texture.
Die kommen erst hinein ins Jungvolk. Und vom Jungvolk, wenn sie rauskommen, lassen wir sie nicht preisen. Dann kommen sie gleich hinein in die Hinterjugend.
The following program.
Und dort kommen sie wieder nicht frei. Dann kommen sie da hinein.
Controversial.
In unsere Arbeitsfront.
The theories.
Kommen hinein in unsere
beliefs.
Und in unsere A. Und dann.
Are not the.
Lassen sie wieder nicht laufen. Dann kommen sie
hinein. Interpretation.
Und wenn sie von dort frei kommen. Dann kommen die auch nicht frei, und dann kommen sie in die Armee und werden dort 2 Jahre wieder erzogen zum Deutschen.
Coming to you now from Sea Haven Island, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only 2 man-made structures visible from space. Now, in its 30th year, it's the Truman Show.
Because I can mark out my route with sections. The structure becomes a sequence when I am moving through it.
Thank you.
And all your neo-medieval anonymity quest on behalf of the artist at Zero and all your vertical pan-culturalism on behalf of his public isn't going to change that. May I speak now? Of course I.
Come on up, man. He's still up the steps. Don't worry. Dogs won't bite you. Dogs won't bite you unless I tell them to. Harley Davidson, sit down. Get out of there. Get out. Come on in, man. Sit down. You want a beer or something? Let me get you a beer. Rainbow, get my friend here a beer, please. What's your name again? Rich. Richard. Get Richard a beer here, please. Thank you. Here, man, check this out. You got a light? Hawaiian Sensimil, man. $7.50 for the quarter ounce. Excellent, excellent weed. Two tokes of that, you forget how to jerk off. Rainbow! Come on, baby. I'm all alone out here with this guy. I don't want to leave him alone with the dogs. She's a stripper, so she thinks she's better than other people. What do you do, man? Wait a minute, let me guess. Hugo Boss jacket, Rolex watch, shifty eyes. You're a stockbroker, aren't you? I always get it right, man. I deal to a lot of people, make a lot of fucking money, man. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with making money, man. As long as you don't waste it, you know? I mean, I know some guys, they make all this fucking bread, blow it. Expensive cars, expensive houses, boats, put their kids through college. What's the point of making all this money, man, if you're not gonna use it, you know? Not gonna use it to either get fucked up or get fucked. You know what I'm talking about? You like the party, man? I love the fucking party.
Whether he's drawing a small drawing, you know, for a child, or whether he's doing a major mural, the size of a building, whether it's extremely simple with a few lines or tremendously complex, both symmetry and little different formation.
WZBC in Newton.
Carried away, but I do feel strongly about the artist as Superman. That's not quite fair, Mr. Gould. Or about the interlocutor as controller of conversation, perhaps.
There's no need to be rude.
What about this? If you imagine that the artist is...
I think it's the ultimate.
Make any sense?
You think it makes sense to me? I'm as much in the dark here as you are. You let me ask you a question.
Do you want to answer that?
I'm not sure that I can answer that, and I think...
RCN hope to make money if Cablevision's got the market so far, you know, in Boston locked up.
Well,
character that you observe in the little men of the old parties, blown hither and thither by every gust of transient opinion, elated by a little success, downcast by a little failure, gossiping and chattering about the prospects of the next 5 minutes, jostling for place, but not so forward in service, without loyalty, endurance, or staying power. Such a character is the hallmark of financial democratic politics. It is the opposite of the National Socialist.
Use mine.
I'm going to actually direct this towards Tom.
Okay.
Are you finding that like software companies and computer companies and just music companies in general are becoming more...
place is a tinderbox. Now, this is a murder investigation. But it's also about helping people.
One guy, man, just like you, stockbroker, right? Makes all his fucking bread, spends $200,000 a year on skiing, man. I don't shit you, man. 200 grand a year goes to all these weird places all over the world where nobody ever skis and shit, like Hawaii and stuff, right? Then he has like helicopters taken up to the top of the mountains so he can ski where the snow is absolutely pure. Hey, man, I've been skiing, all right? Nothing wrong with skiing. You go up the hill, you come down the hill. You go up the hill, you come down the hill. You go up the hill, you get cold. You come down the hill, you break your leg. It's a goof, right? But how can you compare that, man, with like getting together with your old lady on a Saturday night, right? Roll up some big fat doobies, put some nice music on the stereo, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, right? You get down, you get wasted, right? You start dancing around, you start boogieing around. Next thing you know, the clothes are coming off. Next thing you know, you're doing it, right? You're doing it. You're bumping uglies. Next thing you know, boom, you blow your wad. You feel fucking amazing, right? You fall back on that bed. You feel incredible, man. You feel like Jesus Christ resurrected. Why? Why do you feel so good? Because... you stoned and you just had an orgasm. That's why. you're stoned and you just had an orgasm. That's why.
That's certainly one of the issues here is that they're
you stoned and you just had an orgasm. Actually, I'll do that one, man. Let me get that.
Hitler, er hat ganz Europa.
Rock and roll! Go ahead, man. Finish it up, bitch. I got two keys in the back. You finish that shit up. We can go all night, man. Oh, man. People don't know how to relax anymore, man. You know what I mean? I was watching TV last night, and this commercial comes on. These people, like, drinking cups of coffee. They're going, like, I love to relax with a cup of coffee. Who the hell relaxes with a cup of coffee, man? Serial killers, that's who.
First of all, let me just ask you very directly, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The definition of it is man. And he's able to blush, show red in his face. If you don't have a conscience, you're not going to blush.
And on the whole tour, I'd say there were maybe 6 good hotel rooms, 5 comfortable beds, and at least 3 adequate pianos. Some of these pianos were so hopelessly unwieldy, I decided it was best just to ignore them. It required a kind of mystical transcendence to get me through. I have no idea what the audience resorted to. I'm not one of those piano freaks, you know. Of course, I'm aware there are people who would gladly sit in the most uncomfortable chair with 3,000 other people in uncomfortable chairs and listen to hours and hours of the stuff, but it's nothing I would ever subject myself to.
Fucking Ted Bundy, man.
With brown hair and brown eyes. Diane Sorrentino is another one of those ladies who is outgoing. She has a lot of confidence in everything she does. She describes herself as confident. And Linda. So this is the independent Diane Sorrentino from Aruba.
I don't get the coffee thing, man. There used to be all these great bars around. Now they're all like espresso places. All these people dressed in black, lined up to get shit that's black in little black cups. And they're like drinking this shit down. They get themselves all wound up. They start strapping on the beepers and the cell phones and the fax machines and the laptops. They're like...
There is no sketch, there is no preparation. It has to be started and completed. Completed, completely unprepared. Different information. Size of a building, whether it's extremely simple with a few lines or tremendously complex, both three and little different information.
Passing a liquid antifreeze over the cold section of the tube, it can be circulated around a storage compartment, and you have a refrigerator.
One advantage is that there's no CFC.
From the temperature of liquid nitrogen, we wouldn't know how to do that today. But there have been many successes with lower forms of life and less complicated organisms.
Mosaic put a face to the web. And Mosaic plus the web then finally gave us a way to express to the non-technical person what all of us in computing knew was the tremendous value of having networks interconnected.
A little bit here and a little bit there, and that's how they make money, if they can get a ship.
I mean, what is that shit? What's the shit with the car phones? Everybody's got to have a car phone on.
Writings where these non-human beings came down and talked to the Sumerians.
Well, remember, the only people who used to have car phones were like cops, right? They had like emergencies and shit. What's the big emergency?
They mentioned the planets as they telling how the origin of the Earth, how we were knocked out of orbit. Like these planets had a consciousness. And I was just wondering why these, why they would relate the story like that. Is it possible that they believe that planets have a consciousness to?
Don't forget to pick up the coffee on your way home.
From people on the street, I think he's got a lot of respect for being an independent businessman.
Share of the video market, get some of the new high-speed data market, get a share of the phone market. That's how they make money.
Well, gin and tonics all round then. Look in the fridge, will you, Namor?
Certainly.
Don't you want to interrogate the prisoner, sir?
Dear one, earth should I want to do that?
Get information out of them, sir. They are my prisoners. Can't I just interrogate them a little bit?
Oh, all right, if you must.
Interested in going back to that model of love.
Lives using drugs, alcohol, and perhaps plastic bags.
So many things to do and so few sins to afford. I'm sorry, I'm not a Catholic. What am I talking about? Sin is nis spelled backwards to me. But there's other parts of the head of a pin to prick oneself with around this turn of a phrase. Adam Newton, via various relay tonight, since I'm on vacation. It's the summer, right? That's the law, baby. Quality programming, be damned to hell. Into the sinful cocoon of a Japanese coffin hotel. Wish they had those here. Travel is so hard in America. We want people to stay put and get to work. Or at least get to the barbecue. But I ramble. It's new metaphysics. Gary Geiserman's right here. I can prove it. Even a scientist would agree. Although they might question my methods.
Rainbow! Where's that beer? Bring it out here. Come on, this guy's grinding his teeth so hard he's giving me a headache.
So, we've had art number one for a long time now. At least till the, at least since the cabaret in Geneva in the 20s. But we're getting ready for art number two worldwide. This defies the marketing plan of Joe Walton, Of course, Chuck D is going to dig it. Big time, Whitey. And Gary G, likewise, earthy. Out of Newton, New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman right here. They've released my white jacket a little bit. Give me tape maneuver room. And I have ample time before the halfway house van comes back for me. And I've yet to eat my weekly fudgesicle. So I've got fun ahead of me, boy. More fun than I can stand, probably. Which is the best kind to have, I think. What's my purpose on this show? Some have asked. I'm just making this up, but, you know. It's entertainment programming, so just continue to keep your mouth wide open. Well, the purpose is kind of like digital signal line. It's the reduce down, reductio ad reductio of certain important parts of the consciousness play, whereupon, for our amusement, and the derivation of meaning, the show can go on. Especially in art number two. Where the dreamers come in. The high-flying, high magicians come in. People with their eyes wide open. Even in Tahiti, where they still live in those metal World War II tin-roofed broiling hut dwellings with TVs that have nowhere to be plugged in. They probably eat crabs there. Dreaming of Robinson Crusoe, probably. And so to perpetuate that which has been perpetuating for quite some time now. Although it's just an illusion. Don't get carried away with it. Just be prepared to dial a past like a Rolodex, a Memodex, for the changes about to occur. Once we get through this millennium psycho nonsense for the ma and pa kettle crowd, we can really roll this sucker out. I don't even have to explain myself anymore, because fait accompli, Mr. Science Artist Amerikanische Freund and Interglobal Q Citizen. I would prefer Q Announcer.
She's very talented. We should go see her show sometime. You want to go see her show with me, man?
Response to vulnerable aside.
Good-natured assertion about the quality of life.
Agreement. Comment containing French words.
Declaration of love of French words and wistful comment regarding usage of saying.
Sympathetic agreement.
Disparaging remarks about the quality of adult beverages in current surroundings.
Agreement. Suggestion to abandon current surroundings for more comfortable ones.
Suggestion of another locale.
Complain about decibel levels at other locale.
Invitation to view extensive collection of lithographs at abode.
Comment on fine arts education. Invitation to examine collection of pre-Columbian art in my abode.
Excited to send.
Same emotions.
Expression of awe and lust for female mammary glands.
Sly slang indicating desire to view intimate male reproductive organ. Expression of amazement.
Request for tactile stimulation.
Comes granted. Suggestion of synchronicity and tactile stimulation.
Rapid ascent.
Urgent suggestion of administration of birth control devices.
Expression of concern. Lack of knowledge as to the location of birth control devices.
Rather stern comment on partner's forgetfulness. Information leading to the location of birth control devices.
Colorful expression of victory.
Corporal Dell command pertaining to the speed of administration of birth control devices.
Immediate compliance with command.
Call the supreme being.
Statement of belief in a higher power.
Comment regarding displacement of fluids and vaginal canal.
Girl tones.
Suggestion of increase in speed of intercourse.
Groaning affirmation. Concern about premature ejaculation.
Threat of death if premature ejaculation occurs.
Urgent comment on orgasm schedule.
Supportive statement. Announcement of impending orgasm.
Admission of fame.
Call supreme being. Next with colorful dog command.
Affection. Compliment of partner's skill.
Request of beverage. Statement about transient nature of life.
Philosophical agreement. Statement of intense desire for tuna fish sandwich.
Sketch. There is no preparation. It has to be started and completed completely unprepared.
She's great. You like nipples, labia, that kind of stuff?
What would it cost me to enroll in your program?
First, you would become a suspension member of the Bay Area Cryonics Society, and that would cost you $1,000. Beyond that, you'd have to provide funding for your suspension. We recommend a minimum of $50,000 worth of funding.
She's got all that shit, man. She's very talented. You go with me sometime? Cool, man. See, you're real. You're like a normal person. You like to have fun and shit, get wasted, rip people off and shit. People out there these days, they scare me, man. They're so fucked up. They're so psycho, you know? Coming out of 7-Eleven last night, I like to have a little nightcap before I go to bed, right? So I got my 2 6-packs under my arm. I come out, and there's this guy sitting in a Mercedes talking on his car phone, right? He, like, shoots me a look, right? So I look at him, right? So he looks at me again, right? So I look at him again, right? So he locks all the doors of his car, right? Fuck that's about. I put the beard on, went up to the front of his car, whipped out my lizard, whizzed all over his hood ornaments.
Illusions of the past, come to terms with the realities of the present.
Well,
intelligence?
No, not consciousness is not the right word, but they did consider those who came to Earth as visitors and taught the Sumerians, they did consider planets as living objects, not as dead bodies, but as something that has its own life cycles and history and origin and a beginning and an end, perhaps.
Ridiculous. So medical marijuana's main function is similar to the function that I'm proposing with these four changes, which will go a long way in changing humanity without humanity having to decide or do anything.
The digital technology, the oneness of all things, and the signifier of nothing. I like to get a little Shakespeare in here occasionally, so that people think I know what I'm talking about. So the polarity is very fun for people. And how appropriate, since we're at the apex of the backwardness of the expression of mankind. Head, heels, upside down. The real is the unplatonic real, and vers visa. Wish I could do voices. Like Mr. Backwards. But I think we're all Mr. Backwards today. In a world where the feminine has been so maligned in all genders, it's as though we're all a man looking to love and occasionally succeeding. And what we wind up loving is all women. We'll get there. We'll get over the hump. the millennial millstone in the middle of the pond. We'll get there. Everything upside down, backwards. The most real has been called the least real. Real after real. And it is good. So be prepared to allow alternate histories to explain the new things. Coming to a reality approximation near you. Most definitely. I mean, everyone's eaten tofu now, or at least tolerates the eating of said tofu by someone. Can miso be far behind? Can seaweed be far behind?
I snapped it off and I ate it. Not really, you know.
So it's all there for us. At least enough for now. New things being conceived daily. As the mass conscious psyche shifts, the water flows. But you don't have to be paired up for this sea voyage.
But the key thing that would allow these four changes to come into place actually is just that, choices and decisions.
On one hand, there is a business question, and on the other hand, there's a technology question.
Doing consciously.
fucking teeth if you did that, dude. Got in my truck. Got in my pickup truck, took a cold one, put it between my legs, took off down the road. Flipped on the radio, my favorite song in the whole world came on. Give peace a chance. I love that fucking song, man. All we are saying. Fucking DJ comes on, starts yapping away, talking about all this shit. The tragedy of John Lennon this, the tragedy of John Lennon that. The fuck is the tragedy of John Lennon, man? Fucking John Lennon, man. Guy had it great. Went around the world about 900 times. Fucked everybody in the world he wanted to fuck. Did more drugs than you could drag around in an aircraft carrier.
On what's happening out there with regard to flying saucers.
On the evidence of former workers and the unexplainable lights in the sky, there is little doubt that Area 51, seen here in the distance, does house flying craft that are literally out of this world.
Very peculiar. I mean, it's this cultural sort of resonance thing.
Almost as if they, yes, exactly, as if there were different people with different tastes and different backgrounds, or who knows what they are with different tastes and backgrounds.
Don't like the sound of piano music that much.
Bother you now, but I'm not going to be here after the show. Gary's going to be here. Don't think about it. The guy with the shirt, you know, he's going to pick you up. Oh, and there is a reception after. Yeah, I know it's going to be squares for a man, but we'll make a couple of gray-haired ladies really happy if we just walk through it one time, you know? Oh, and I did want to show you a schedule for tomorrow. No, don't bother with it. Don't bother with it now. Don't even think about it, but if you do have a moment after, you want to change anything.
Sure, it's fine.
You want to see more of L.A.? I'm going to leave it on your dresser.
I think we should take the stairs.
Maybe we should. Don't even think about it now.
Could play the guitar, man. I wish I could fucking play the guitar. It was a fucking Beatle, man. One night he comes home from work. There's a guy there waiting for him with a 38. Bum, 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 bum. That's it. It's over. Man, one night he comes home from work. There's a guy there waiting for him with a 38.
A long way.
It certainly is. If it weren't for you, I'd have been dropping breadcrumbs along the way. Gold? Of course.
Bum, 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 bum. That...
My wife has all of your records.
Well.
From work,
well,
there's
wife,
a guy there
who has
waiting for him with a 38.
Exceptional taste. Also, she's very lucky.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm never going to sign one of these again. How long have you worked for this theater? It's been almost 30 years. 30 years? You must
That's
be
it.
Near retirement.
It's over.
If you don't mind my asking. No, at the end of the season. What will you do after that?
Well, I have my garden.
Yes?
I'm going to build an arboretum. You know what that is?
Yes, I think so.
Mr. Gore?
My best to your wife and garden.
Thank you.
Did you write?
April 10th, 1964. Best of luck in your new career, Glenn Gould. The final concert.
One night he comes home from work.
Different kinds of crop circles in different countries. And also there seems to be, in some cases, England is a good example of a rising curve of skill, as if in the beginning they were very simple, but over time they've grown more and more elaborate, almost as if there's a learning process going on.
Them what they want to drink.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No. All right, you scum, you vermin.
I say steady on, number two.
Very well, thank you.
What do you want to drink?
Well, the gin and tonic sounds very nice to me, Arthur.
What? Oh, yes.
With ice or without?
Oh, with, please.
Lemon!
Number two.
Sir?
Push off, would you? There's a good chap.
I'm trying to have a relaxing bath.
Sir, may I remind you that you have now been in that bathroom for 3 years?
Yes. Well, you need to relax a lot on a job like mine.
What on earth's going on?
Could I actually ask you what your job is, in fact?
Your drinks.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
I mean, I couldn't help noticing, you know, the bodies.
Bodies?
All those dead telephone sanitizers and account executives, you know, in the hole.
They're not dead, good Lord, no. No, they're just frozen. They're going to be revived.
You really mean you've got a hole full of frozen hairdressers?
Ooh, yes.
There's a guy there waiting for him with a 38. Bum, 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 bum. That's it. It's over. I'd rather die that way, man. Pull it through the heart, right? Like, turn off a light switch. I mean, we all die, right? Right? Or am I making this up or something? We all die, right? That's the way I want to go. Tragedy, man. Shit. I could use some of that tragedy in my fucking life, you know? I got friends, man. They were in the NOM, man. They got cut into little fucking pieces. Some of them are still alive, man. Fucking tragedy. Guys down to fucking AIDS ward, dying that slow, painful death. Don't tell me about tragedy. You want to know about tragedy, man? I'll tell you about fucking tragedy. My best friend in the whole world, Kenny, man. That's a fucking tragedy, man. Thank you.
But so most of the ways that many technologies that are revolutionary are interpreted by consensus reality is, fraught with many paradoxes, like horror and fear and anger and so forth, and as well as a lot of the possibilities are being seen. And of course, it's increasing, so it's moving towards more of that quite quickly. But a lot of the interpretation is still run by mass media and even cyber media, which again is being run by the control of Microsoft over the computer technology media. So he's sort of like a Murdoch in charge of computer media, it's business oriented, and it just shows how strong that business lock that Microsoft has is. It's much larger than anyone really knows, except people who do know, which are a lot of people in the industry, but not without. And most people who think they're in the computer industry just use the technology. They seem to know nothing about any of this. In fact, can react hostile to a lot of these interpretations, much like a working class mentality would to a radical politics, as opposed to a more liberal middle-classy type of democratic mother side reaction to mass media control of political information. So again, it's an interweaving of domination realities, qualities into these various spheres. And it's fun to watch these change. In the internet, it's about ready to blow the sky high. It's like the tremors you hear, exist before an earthquake. Changes in electromagnetic energy in the area.
From hairdressers, tire TV producers, insurance salesmen, personnel officers,
security guards,
management consultants.
Well, you name it and we've got it.
Me and Kenny, we were like this, man. We were like righteous together, man. Used to deal together, Washington Square Park, 1971, man. Guy was cool. We used to just hang out in the park all day, just deal to the teeny boppers all day long. Pot, psilocybin, mescaline, soft drugs, acid. We used to get this liquid LSD, man. You fill a syringe with this shit, stick it in your neck, you're tripping in 5 seconds, man. Those were the days. We used to hang out in the park all day long, deal all day long. And then at the end of the day, whatever we didn't sell, we did it, man. Used to ride around on these big Harley hogs, right? Used to just ride around. We had like backpacks on filled with like the drugs, a pot, psilocybin, shrooms, man. I remember one time we were like stuck at a stoplight, man. And we were just sitting there and I looked over at Kenny. Kenny looked over at me. And we knew, man. We just fucking knew, man. At the exact same moment, reached into the backpacks, took out a handful of those shrooms, ate them. Took off down the highway, did not come back for 3 years, man.
It's kind of animal reactions. I'm sure there's probably an infinite amount of like insect reactions.
Quality is the power to endure. Constancy, loyalty to cause and comrade, manhood and stability of nature.
So, here it is. You can get it at a better sense of it. This is the watering mechanism through which seawater is pumped and the plant grows. Now,
may I ask, what got you interested in this?
CO2. That's CO2 is carbon dioxide, which is wrecking our atmosphere, which is by some scientific estimation going to turn the world into a kind of heat. A kind of heat trap that is going to melt the poles, which means New York goes underwater, London goes underwater, so all the lowlands will be flooded in the Mississippi Valley.
How do you react to those people who say that's like a wacko environmental poppycock?
Yeah.
Technology bit here on the future, the usefulness, the
hello everybody.
Another planet.
What?
Really sensitive nervous system just couldn't tolerate it. You know, I got an engulfing tidal wave of stimulation just pouring over me. Everybody, I am Larry. They're pouring over me.
Satellite dishes as opposed to the hardwire cable into your house.
National security, gentlemen, the jury, is when it smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it. States. That kind of national security, gentlemen, the jury.
Georgia bluebird is calling us. The bluebird is calling us. Driver, where you take it up.
Hello, my name is Carla.
The killer awoke before dawn.
And when I got into puberty, I started having horrible anxiety attacks.
He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall.
Ended up in Loveland, Colorado. You ever been out in Loveland, Colorado, man?
He went into the room where his sister lived and...
nice then job. Mountains and trees and...
paid a visit to his brother and then he... he walked on down the hall and...
Hello, everybody. I am Larry.
And he came to a door. And he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want
and
to...
I found that pressure calmed me. So I built this device I could get into that would apply pressure that would calm down my nervous system.
Now, which eye do you pick? I look at, with this eye, because the camera is there, I look at this eye, at your eye there.
Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus.
Rocks and shit, man. You should just hang out in the mountains all day long, tripping all day long.
Come on,
which brings my face, you can see. If I look with this eye at that eye, look what you get. You see the difference?
Oh,
this eye at that eye, look what you get.
Check out the mountains, trying to figure out how much they weighed. Kenny isn't with us anymore, man. He's gone, man. Fucking casualty, man.
Both snails and oysters.
And I've cut that scene out.
My girl's dirty.
Give me like that.
Good. Good. Try your thigh. Come on. Maybe you're not so curious anymore.
And you're just getting whipped all nice and dirty. You're so nice and dirty,
okay? I like my girls so well. Dave.
You're clean.
I like my girls so well. Dave.
And clean. Good. I want you to look into the camera. I want you to look in the camera.
Genre instead of just the general kind of guitar drum.
Oh yeah, well, I can speak for OSC, and especially being a sort of experimental musician myself, they have more or less catered their Deck 2 software to a lot of my specifications, and you know, not just because I'm an employee there, just because I'm a concerned user. And so yeah, in order to stay competitive, other companies now are implementing, you know, similar features and such, and all companies have to listen to, you know, especially software companies, really need to value user feedback because those are the people out in the field, you know, putting this to work and needing to do things that might not be possible with the current revision.
Suspension. We recommend a minimum of $50,000 worth of funding.
If I were to decide to sign up for the program, what assurance do I have that you would keep the temperature even, that you would keep me in suspension, that you would bring me back? It's...
I'm singing to you.
Economic issues in the marketplace.
But you know, it reminds me of the way a lot of joy scholars talk about joy. Don't you realize that this chapter is a takeoff on Shakespeare? This is a treatment of Spenser. This is a treatment of the Iliad. This is a treatment. This is recalling Odysseus's travels here and there. It's all intensely referential.
What, with that lot?
Yeah. Oh, don't misunderstand me. We're just one of the ships in the Ark fleet. We're the B Ark, you see. Sorry, could I just ask you to run a bit more hot water in for me? Thanks. Do help yourself to more drinks, won't you?
Oh, thanks. What's a B Ark?
What? Oh, well, what happened, you see, was our planet was doomed.
Doomed?
Oh, yes. So what everyone thought was, well, let's pack the whole population in some sort of giant spaceships, you see, and go and settle on another planet.
You mean a less doomed one?
No, precisely, yes. So it was decided to build three ships, three arcs in space. Anyway, where's the soap? Thank you. So the idea was that into the first ship, the A ship, would go all the brilliant leaders.
The scientists?
Yes, the great artists, you know, all the achievers. Mm. And then into the third ship, the C ship, would go all the people who did the actual work, who made things and did things. And then into the B ship...
That's us.
Yes, would go everyone else, the middlemen, you see. Mm. And so we were sent off first.
But what was wrong with your planet?
Well, it was doomed, as I said. Apparently it was going to crash into the sun. Or was it the moon was going to crash into us?
No, I thought it was. The planet was more or less bound to be invaded by a gigantic swarm of 12-foot piranha bees.
That's not what I was told. My commanding officer swore blind that the entire planet was in imminent danger of being eaten by an enormous mutant stargoat.
Oh, really?
Yes, but he was just hoping that the ship he was going in would be ready in time.
But they made sure that they sent all you lot off first anyway.
Oh, yes. Well, everyone said, very nicely, I think.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, charming. Yes.
That it was very important for morale to feel that they would be arriving on a planet where they could be sure of a good haircut and where the phones were clean.
Oh, yes, well, I can see that would be very important. Mm.
Hello, everybody. I am Larry.
BC 90.3 FM in Newton.
That would be very important. Can you?
The other ships followed on after you, did they?
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
Yes,
because,
yes.
Curiously enough, we haven't actually heard a peep out of them since we left 5 years ago.
No.
Today, managing the Starbucks in Cleveland, man.
I've never seen such a time in my life with censorship.
You started drinking with your friend Skipper's death. Now that's the truth, ain't it?
Well, they cut and cut Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Buddy.
What do you suggest?
Nothing but...
But what? Come on, say what's on your mind. Say it.
Why are you so excited?
Go ahead, say it.
What are you shouting like that for?
Skipper and I were friends. Can you understand that?
Goober and May said to Skipper...
Skipper is the only thing that I got left to believe in. And you are dragging it through the gutter.
No, just
you
a
are
minute.
Making it shameful and filthy, you...
It was perfectly clear to anybody on the right wavelength what you were doing. You just couldn't use the word. And I met this head-on in a movie called Suddenly Last Summer from a Tennessee Williams play.
You know why I was doing it. I told you. I was procuring for him. Sebastian was lonely, Doctor.
The Legion of Decency, headed by this sort of shark-like Jesuit priest. I must have had 5 meetings with him. Well, you can't say this, you can't say that. By the time we started to cut it, it was making no sense at all.
Sebastian only needed you while you were still useful.
Useful?
I mean young. Able to attract.
She's babbling again, babbling and lying.
He left her home because she had lost her...
Because you stole him.
Lost her attraction.
What would attraction have to do with a son and a mother?
I'll tell you.
Is there no way to stop these lies?
Yes. Have my brain cut.
It's like working under the Kremlin, you know. Like writing for Pravda. You did learn how to write between the lines, a photograph between the lines. You'd do it with a look or something. Or there'd be a take on Hepburn's face as Elizabeth Taylor would be telling her, getting closer and closer to the truth, which the Legion of Decency wouldn't dare let us say.
were in Moscow in 1957. We stayed at the Canadian Embassy. And after the first concert, we went back into our limousine, which had been loaned to us by the embassy. And at the end of the concert, Glenn had received a tremendous number of flowers and big pots of mums and other flowers. And as we got into the limousine and sat down, all the flowers had been piled up there and we had barely room to sit there. And Glenn said to me, "You know, Walter, it feels like we are driving to our own funeral at this point."
This was his passion. He really, really wanted to start, you know, retire away to Manitoulin Island, to buy a big hunk of it, and bring every unwanted animal in the world there.
And there were numerous boxes. I think one time I counted a dozen boxes of arrowroot cookies sort of scattered about the room. And there were also numerous bottles of ketchup.
It was a very penetrating interview. The most intelligent questions I think I'd ever heard about the North from experts, laymen, or anything else. Questions that required rather long answers. And as I would start to speak or make a point, he would register his feelings, not by voice, but by a smile. But all the time, he was using his hands and conducting. And this was perhaps slightly off-putting when we're trying to think deep thoughts, but because I had no idea what this was all about. But he continuously was just waving his arm and sort of bring up this idea and so on. I was his orchestra for that hour.
So he decided to wear this business suit, and I discussed it with him, and I said, "You know, Glenn, I'm not sure that the public will understand what you're trying to convey, but if you want to do it, go ahead."
Managing a Starbucks in Cleveland, man.
Time defending or proving. Just play with it.
Hello, my name is Carla, and I'm with...
Try to remember everything you can about where the health problem came from.
Decaf cappuccinos, man. Fuck, man. Check it out, man. See that scar right there? 150 stitches, man. You know how I got that scar? I put my fist through a plate glass window, man. You know I put my fist through that plate glass window? Because it was there, man.
To the cemetery.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never paid a lot of attention to what the president said, because in general I believe that the general was politically dead. But he always managed to say something that I remembered about a military complex. He always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed, and he always mumbled something about a military-industrial complex. You see, Americans no longer work to keep their arms safe, just to keep the arms-making jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend they've been picked by some sort of political reflex, and they're starting to pay dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. Time to work for peace. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. Just growing up, you know, with an attraction to the family piano or whatever, and just sort of playing my own incarnations of songs because I couldn't play anything else. And just sort of pursuing that for many years. Processors came along and looping machines. That was sort of the end of my traditional keyboard. Intermediaries, they are turning our brothers and sisters into navigators. They are turning all of us into spectators.
These are the qualities of the true Briton and the true revolutionary. In our movement, that great character of the British has been reborn, and for that reason we carry within us the destiny of Britain. We care not whether we win tomorrow morning or at the end of a lifetime of labor and of struggle, for to us the little calculations of the little men mean nothing. All we care is that win we will, because Britain demands it, and no power on earth can hold down the will within us.
Without ever being stated. No.
military and the monetary, they do so many things we feel are arbitrary.
Ecosphere. That's where we'll find the world's greatest televisionary, the designer and architect of the world within a world that is Sea Haven Island, Crystal. Before we begin, I'd like to thank you on behalf of our audience for granting this exclusive interview. We know how demanding your schedule is, and we all know how jealously you guard your privacy. This, sir, is indeed an honor.
Don't mention it.
Well, the catalyst for the recent dramatic events on the show has been, of course, Truman's father, Kirk, and his attempts to infiltrate the show. But before we get into that, I think it's worth noting that this is not the first time that someone from the outside has attempted to reach Truman, is it?
We have had our close calls in the past.
Truman! It's television! Yes! Yes! I did it! On the Truman Show!
But there's never been anything to compare with. This most recent breach in security, the first intruder to be a former cast member.
A dead one at that.
Gotta say, writing Kirk back in, masterstroke.
Since Kirk started this whole crisis in Truman's life, I came to the conclusion that he was the only one who could end it.
Truman! Truman! No! That's off limits!
Why? What's over there?
Nothing. It's dangerous, that's all. You've got to know your limitations, Truman.
But let's remind viewers of exactly why Dad was written out in the first place.
As Truman grew up, we were forced to manufacture ways to keep him on the island.
I'd like to be an explorer, like the Great Magellan.
Oh, you're too late. There's really nothing left to explore.
Finally, I came up with the concept of Kirk's drowning.
Truman's been terrified of the water ever since.
When Kirk read the synopsis for the Death at Sea episode, he was disappointed, to say the least. And I'm sure that's what caused him to break back onto the set.
But how do you intend to explain his 22-year absence?
Standing behind the commander-in-chief, who was under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he would bring us messages of grief.
Which he did, and he was probably the first artist that went out on stage without the what was considered then the proper concert attire, but he again was in the forefront of change.
Check it out, man. 45 years old, man. You know why I'm in such great fucking shape? Because I get fucked up every fucking day, man.
And you give the lie to something that you're saying. I'm not taking issue with you because I think you have a valid point, which is that even if the cameraman is trying to manipulate a situation in which their point of view is expressed in within the context of the photograph, the photograph is not necessarily the expression of that artist's manipulatory desires.
Andre, you have a very interesting turn of phrase. Where did you study?
I studied at the Academy of Bogoslav. With Blondhausen.
He was totally blind then, yes?
Yeah, well, he took some of his greatest pictures at that time.
The Democratic Convention in Atlantic City in 1964
Not one picture of the president was hung behind the speaker's rostrum, but two.
Well, I want to welcome everyone aboard for a night of Neue Metaphysics. Excuse my German. But I do like to speak in the language of oneness here in the year of oneness, where all the spare parts come into play, if you will, maestro. And play they did all night long under the glaring clash of popping bulbs, thus to facilitate the entire procedure, but always with a guiding hand. It's true. We only found that out recently, however, and it changed our entire memory of the situation. I can't tell you how psychically erotic that was. It was like touching the spinning wheel of time itself. You know what that's like. Ada Newton, a very, very fine, the proud lady of, and takes instruction from no one, WZBC, the proud Mary of the spinning, grueling, grinding stones of time. Everyone wishes you were there. Of course, don't go rushing out on your own petard too hastily. Did the tales of Ulysses tell us nothing? And I repeat,
they were each 40 feet high.
The sequence said that he took, reaching for the camera, his hand hit the shutter, and he took a series of pictures with a motor drive of the camera sliding off his desk.
Yourself.
How do I do that?
You have to calm your mind and receive this information.
Wake up at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and to get himself awake, he used to phone people, and I was one of those people that he phoned, and He'd talk about anything, you know. He just wanted a listening board.
One night he called, and he was babbling on. And it was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And I fell asleep. As a matter of fact, before I fell asleep, I had stretched out on the rug, and I had the phone there because I'd been sitting in a chair, and I got tired of sitting in the chair. I stretched out. And he was talking, and I wasn't talking at all. And I fell asleep. And the next thing I knew, my son had walked into the room, and he was kicking me on the soles of my feet. And he said, "Wake up, there's somebody on the phone." And it was Glenn. And he was talking away, and I don't know how long I had been sleeping, but I didn't even remember the sequence. He was just, the words were just pouring out. expressing yourself, being whatever parts of yourself that is, whether that is complete accuracy or more humanly making you know, diversions, or not making everything exactly symmetrical, or everything is not going to be exactly balanced 100%, but it will still have that kind of sort of consistency that is as consistent as you are as a person.
Up, it was Glenn Gould on the other end, and he said, "Hi, this is Glenn Gould, and I feel like talking."
It makes sense to me. I'm as much in the dark here as you are. You let me ask you a question.
Let's take some of those viewer phone calls. Charlotte, North Carolina, you're on with Christoph.
Hi, Christoph. I was just wondering how many cameras you got there in that town.
We're in the vicinity of 5,000.
That's a lot of cameras.
Remember, started with just one. Just one. Just one. We started with just one.
Or as a person.
Smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it.